The word of God for the people of God. When I was a little girl, a long time ago, I remember wondering what I wanted to be when I grew up. Throughout my childhood years, into becoming a teenager, and even into young adulthood, I answered that reoccurring interior question with words that flew off the wings of my life's dream. I wanted to sing, plain and simple. My life was filled with music, voice lessons, and coaching, and productions and recitals, and I had a song in my heart that I felt could never, ever be contained, and a dream in my life that I hoped would take flight and come true. However, as I grew older, eventually the question of wanting to be what I was going to be morphed into what is my purpose in life. I think it's fair to say that this last question is one of the basic questions we all ask, and perhaps continue to ask ourselves at times as we journey on in life. There's no shortage of books that focus on helping people to get in touch with their inner yearnings and perceived gifts and talents in their quest of finding out what they want to be in life, what they're particularly equipped to do, who they want to be as they follow their dream and doing what they really feel they should be doing. Some might say it's a quest for a purpose-driven life. Others may sense it's a call to a certain vocation. The psalmist in that psalm that we just heard gives a rich insight in knowing more fully what our purpose is in life. It begins with the psalmist addressing God, saying, "You know me." This knowledge that God knows him and that God knows each of us is key, not only to understanding the psalm, but to understanding the sum of the purpose of our lives. God, the creator of the vast heavenly realm and our planet Earth and all living things, is far, far beyond our full knowing. But with God, all things are known. God, whose knowing presence has no bounds and whose power is unlimited, searches and knows God's human creatures, discerns and assesses the human heart, and knows each of us by name. God knows humankind through and through. All is comprehended by the knowledge and the presence and the power of our Maker. This knowledge indeed is wondrous, but it also can be a little disconcerting. It can make us feel pretty vulnerable, and sometimes that's a very uncomfortable spot. God knows our thoughts and our words before we even speak those words. God knows what we feel and what we do, where we go and who we are, and from whom no secrets can be hid. This is enough knowledge to trip the scale and make us want to put on some jogging shoes to flee from the presence of God. But God's presence is inescapable. God's searching knowledge sees the whole of each one of our lives. But don't go away. There's another side to God's intimate knowledge of our very being, and it's comforting. For God's presence is with us. No matter where we are, or where we go, God's loving closeness is ever near, even in the darkest places of our lives. It is God in whom we trust and to whom we have our being, who knows us and seeks our well-being in all the places, even in the tough places of our lives. It is this God for whom we are made to be in relationship. It is no accident that in the last few minutes, words like know, knowing, and knowledge keep popping up for they are key in forming a relationship. We can meet people and engage in conversation, and we can say that we know them, for we've met them and we know a little bit about their lives. The kind of relationship that God desires is not just our knowing about God. It is about being in relationship with God. A relationship in which we desire God's continuous concern and guidance. A relationship in which we are vulnerable, seeking God's searching and scrutinizing of our lives that might reveal, as the psalmist confessed, any ambivalence that threatens the devotion of our devotion and fidelity to God. Being in relationship with God is about being known, accompanied, and sustained by the God who created us, leads us, and holds us. It's about a life-changing relationship with the one who promises, "I am with you." And it's about our response of gratitude for God's goodness and of belonging to God in every aspect of our lives, our present, our past, and our future. It is this God made more fully known in the sending of God's beloved Son, Jesus Christ, who walked among us to show us the way, the truth, and the life, who gave his sinless life as a ransom, taking the sins of humankind upon himself, so that we might be forgiven and have the promise of eternal life, and whose Spirit continues to lead and comfort and encourage us in our life of faith. The psalmist's words today help us discern the larger picture of God's eternal purposes for our lives and for all humankind. The purpose of our life is forged from the relationship with God. We are to glorify God. The larger catechism in our Book of Confessions, right there in the first question and answer, says it plain and simple. Question number one, what is the chief and highest aim of humankind? Answer, we are to glorify God and fully enjoy God for all of our life. While the purpose, the chief aim in humankind, is communicated in the Catechism in a succinct manner, it is a weighty declaration. What on earth does this purpose-oriented life of glorifying God look like? How are we who fall short of the glory of God through our sinful nature to glorify the God of glory, the creator of the unfathomable universe whose pure brightness forever shines in the darkness and knows every intention of our heart? How can we mortals bring glory and honor to our Maker and our Savior and the Keeper of our souls? I look out at all of you and I see the answer. I see a people who love God, who worship God, and seek to be faithful to God in Christ by the power of God's Holy Spirit. I see you, believers who submit to God's redeeming love, forgiven by God's grace, and who share the peace of Christ with one another. I see caregivers offering help for those who need in attention and encouragement. I see bright and shiny faces welcoming those who maybe feel lost or unwelcomed. I hear assuring voices teaching the children of God's love and care, and we hear bright, shining voices beaming with songs about how God loves them and how witnesses beyond even words the joy of knowing Jesus Christ. I see people with courage who have doubt and fears, stepping out in new opportunities of faith and service, I see gracious and selfless giving only known, perhaps, just to God. I see humility in sacrificing and serving the God we love. I see the transforming power of God in a people of faith who seek to do God's will and to be God's people in the times of joy and in the soul-searching times of sorrow and grief and uncertain transitions. I see you glorifying God, praising God in worship and the living out of your lives. You bring the words of Jesus found in Scripture to life as you let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and glorify your God in heaven. It sounds like glorifying God can be contagious. We all have had our hopes and dreams, wondering what we would be when we grow up and what the purpose is for our life. Hopes and dreams sometimes become reality. They come true. But a lot of the time, they are refashioned and redirected. As we continue our relationship with God, as we draw close to the one whose love is from everlasting to everlasting, as we seek to do the will of the one who knows us and calls us by name, and who has given each of us a purpose in life, no matter where we are, no matter what we do, if we're retired, no matter what our abilities or disabilities, God has created a heart within each of us and gives us a purpose. May all of our lives sing out, perhaps in different ways than we thought, from the depths of our hearts, giving glory and honor to God, whose amazing grace, love in Christ Jesus our Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit, leads us to a purposeful life. And to this, I say, wow, and thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.